Radio City Talk.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
The Guide Liverpool with Jay. Hi, morning to you, Jay. A little bit worse for wear from his Glastonbury.
Do you know what? You can see in my eyes and hear in my voice and see the mud still in my fingernails today. I'm like a zombie today.
That's the thing I'd really struggle with, the element of not having a shower every day.
Everyone says this, but you can get a good swill. So I was in a good routine in Glastonbury.
A swill in what?
Year. Basically, you go to the ice cream van, you buy 4 bottles of water, take them back your tent, in your little porch bit of your tent, throw the water all over the wet ones, bit of shower gel, Lynx Africa, scrub yourself, and then drench yourself in water, you're fine.
So that's what everyone gets up to at Glastonbury.
Do you know, I never smell one bad smell on a person in Glastonbury.
Right, okay.
The toilets stink, but people smell okay.
Yeah, you'd have to put me up in a hotel, and, you know, and like ferry me to the front of the stage. I think I'm getting to that old-timers age of my life where I just need everything. I love sitting on the couch watching Glastonbury now.
Yeah, you were just saying that. Yeah. I can't believe you're into the Foles.
Foles are unbelievable. If you like your music with like big guitars, great stage presence and some good drums as well, Foles are
there.
Who are your top three from Glastonbury?
Do you know, I'd say Foles, number three. Number two, Disclosure, great dance act on Friday night. And number one has got to be, and I'm surprised to say it, we weren't going to go and see her, Adele. Just smashed it. But she was like a comedian on stage. She was fantastic, and obviously that voice and the way she interacted with the crowd, just amazing stuff. If you haven't seen Adele back, just watch it back on the iPlayer because it's great.
Unbelievable. Right, Jay, I'm sure many of you out there went to Glastonbury as well and are looking similarly as worse for wear as Jay, but he did put his research into this week's The Guide Liverpool. So let's get through some of the big talking points. What have we got on?
So Perch Rock, New Brighton. You've been to Perch Rock before?
Yeah.
Big old castle, obviously.
Looks amazing.
Right on the beach, amazing. Some great stuff happens there. On Halloween, they have a big scare fest on. But this weekend, we got something called Fort Fiesta. So it's on Friday. Friday night, 8 p.m. until 1 a.m. And it's a night of Latin American dancing under the stars. If it's raining, they're going to have a marquee. But just to add a bit of coolness to it, you've got DJ Mavello flying in from Costa Rica. It's meant to be amazing. And all the money goes to Merseyside Special Olympics. They're a charity raising money for local Olympians aiming to compete at the National Games in Sheffield next year.
Latin dancing?
Latin dancing, samba dancing, but not just, you know, what you see on Strictly Come Dancing. Not that type of dancing. It's got a bit more beat and a bit more movement in it than that.
Okay.
But just something different for your Friday night.
So it's on the castle bit, is it?
It's in
New Brighton.
Yeah.
Oh, it's in the castle, is it?
Yeah. So it's inside the walls. And it's just something really different to do.
Oh, that is massively different.
Do it? I can imagine.
I haven't got the swinging hips for that whole thing.
No.
I've always wondered what's inside that castle, though. I've always, you know, when you've gone through New Brighton, you've thought, oh, look at that.
Well, they do something on Halloween, which is brilliant. Hopefully, they'll bring it back this year. We went last year, very scary. But tons happen at Perch Rock, so do check it out. They've got a great website as well.
All right, let's shift on.
The Royal Court. There's a show at the Royal Court at the moment, a comedy, brand new comedy. Everyone is talking about this play. It's called The Royal, and it's based at the Liverpool Royal Hospital. I spoke to Lindsay, who wrote the play, to tell us more.
It was a little idea of mine to do this show called The Royal about the last patient to ever be in the Royal before it goes to the new hospital. It was going to take me 2 years. That's how long Kevin had given me, and then said, I'll give you 2 months. And I said, well, I can't write it in 2 months because there was a slot in June. I said, I can't write it in 2 months on my own, so I need a little team. So I phoned my two little Bezzies and said, come on, let's get in Angie's kitchen.
The really funny thing about this is, I bet you in real life, it's hilarious inside some of the wards in the Royal Hospital. You know, when you've been, I mean, you must have stayed in one yourself or you must have gone to visit someone. And you're actually just listening to the conversation behind you between two people in beds that you're thinking, this isn't real.
Some of the people you see, but not only that, some of the people you see outside having a slight smoke or whatever. Just
a little
hilarious.
Ciggy at the front door.
Yeah. But it's getting great reviews, this play. A lot of people and a lot of the press are saying it's one of the funniest comedies to ever come to the Royal Court. Great Scouse comedy. A lot of people, apparently, the girls told me in that interview that there's people walking out wet because they wet themselves laughing. It is that hilarious. It's called The Royal. It's on until the 17th of July. It stars Lindsay Germain, Angela Sims and Lynn Francis, many more. But seriously, do check it out. It's at the Royal Court.
Yeah, that sounds brilliant, doesn't it? All right, go on.
Saturday, of course, the Cunard Building. It turns 100 years old. I think it's this month or next month. And there's a big celebration happening on the dock two more free concerts for Liverpool. Have you heard about this?
No, I wasn't aware at all.
The Cunard Building. It turns
so free concert this weekend?
This weekend, this Saturday. So it's not your normal big pop concert.
Yeah.
We got an opera singer on. We got the Royal Marines Band. And there's two concerts happening. One is at 2:30 p.m. Another one at 9:30 p.m. And as well as that, the Queen Elizabeth is going to be sailing back into the Mersey to help with celebrations. She sails in at 7:15 and leaves at 10:15. I think there's fireworks. But again, another big free event to celebrate one of Liverpool's most iconic buildings.
Right, so
on
that
Saturday.
That big monster ship out there is not the Queen Elizabeth.
No.
So let me just confirm that straight away. I think that's the Royal Caribbean or something like that. The Queen Elizabeth 1.
Queen Elizabeth 1, yeah. Well, the QE2, I don't think that
is
exists
QE2
anymore.
Not about
yeah,
anymore?
I don't think so.
Right.
So it's the QE1 sailing in at 7:15 on Saturday morning. But the good thing is about this weekend, the Jam exhibition opens inside the Cunard Building. So if you've got a ticket, kill two birds with one stone and get involved in the celebrations and go and see the exhibition.
Brilliant. We're having Ian Prowse in tomorrow, so we're going to talk more about that Jam exhibition, just how it affected him and Merseyside as a whole, what he saw changing culture right across the city when the Jam were about. It's really interesting how the Cunard Building turning 100 prompts a concert and a celebration, isn't it?
Just anything.
Is everything that turns 100, does that get a celebration?
Well, it's a big old building, isn't it? And of course, it's where the Cunard was based until, I think it was the 60s, the Cunard's offices. So it's a big deal. But get there, two free concerts, 2:30 p.m. and 9:30 on Saturday.
Letter from the Queen. All right, what else?
Do you like whiskey?
No, do you know it's one of those drinks, can't touch it?
See,
Any form of whiskey?
I think I drank a little partial bit too to much it? once you know, a long time ago,
yeah.
And I can't drink it anymore. But if you do like whiskey, Jenny's Bar on Fenwick Street, this is a great little bar, kind of hidden away downstairs. It's billed as a disco drinking den in the heart of the commercial district. They have got whiskey tasting on 3 p.m. till 5 on Saturday. They've got a whiskey cellar inside, kind of hidden away, but you can ask the bar staff to go in. Pete Price took me in there once, funny enough.
Does he like whiskey?
I think he does, yeah. But there's hundreds of varieties of whiskies from all over the world, and you get a chance to taste them on Saturday at Jenny's Bar. Have you been to Jenny's Bar?
No, I haven't.
Brilliant. It's well worth going.
I'll put it on my agenda.
Yes.
Whiskey's one of those ones. You know when you were really young and you tasted something that you shouldn't have done?
Mm.
It's just stayed with me.
Me too.
It'll never come back.
Yeah.
Never.
I'm not a big fan.
I know there's lots of connoisseurs out there. Right, let's get on to some music.
Okay, great band. You must have heard of these. They're called the Hummingbirds. They're a five-piece folk country rock band from Liverpool. Been together for a while now, built up a big following in the city. I'm one of my favourite live bands in the city. They're fantastic live. They've got a brand new album out called Pieces of You, and they've got a new single, Emma, and I asked Mike from the band to tell us about the song.
Emma is a song about cheating on your girlfriend and writing a letter to her because you're too scared to tell her face-to-face.
So Emma's the girlfriend, not the...
Emma's the girlfriend, yeah. Right. Yeah. And you've been cheating on her, going around, you know, with other girls and stuff like that. And I feel like we write a lot of heartbreak songs, and this for us was... We were trying to mix it up a bit and come at it from a different point of view.
Yeah, so I read into that Mike actually cheated on his girlfriend.
So
he wrote this song. Don't know whether you did or not, Mike, but that, you know, do you write songs from personal experience?
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Who knows?
But it's so catchy, this song, big summer song, you can't help but whistle along. The lads have just been confirmed to headline at the Guide Liverpool stage at Liverpool Loves on the 6th of August. And this is it, this is Emma.
Emma, can you tell I'm keeping secrets? Keeping all my secrets in you. Try my best to hide away from her to get to you, but I'm puzzled at the lengths I'm going through. Emma, you can't stand to be without me. Wish I'd been the man you thought you knew. Run and hide so you can't find the things it is I do, but I'm puzzled at the lengths I'm going through. Yet you don't know things I'm doing wrong, and it's not just you to who I belong. All the love you give won't make it go away. Your mind turns your eyes to yesterday. Emma, please sit it down, I need to tell you. Sorry, but it's gonna break your heart. I haven't been as faithful as I always said I've been. If you listen, I'll take you from the start. All this time we've been together, I've been going round with everyone but you. I'm doing around, and it's not just you to who I belong. All the love you give won't make it go away. Your mind turns your eyes to yesterday.
Like it?
The Hummingbirds, yeah, very good. Very, very catchy. Tap along to that one. So that's the Hummingbirds and Emma. And my mates, the Christians.
Your mates?
Yeah, we had Gary Christian in the other week.
You've got so many showbiz pals, haven't you?
They're top lads. Yeah. Absolutely. They've been out gigging, haven't they, for about a month so far, the Christians. They played at Prenton Park in Wirral Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
They've been up and down the country. In fact, the Christians seem to have made more of a resurgence than in any recent year I can remember at the moment. They seem to be everywhere.
They've still got it. They just never fail to deliver when they're live on stage. But they're playing a great venue called the Dome on Friday night. Have you been to the Dome?
No.
It's based in...
Do you get the sense I never go out? Go on.
Kind of, yeah. It's based in Grand Central, which is the old Barcelona bar. And it's a big old space. The Victoria seating is still in there. It's just a great, great music venue. And the Christians are headlining a gig in there on Friday night. So if you like the Christians, go and check it out.
How can you not like the Christians?
I mean, I've never heard you talk so passionately about a band. And
Foles.
Foles, yeah. Foles
James.
And Christians.
James.
I seen James in Glastonbury.
Oh, how good was that?
They opened up the very first day of Glastonbury on the other stage.
Do you not think James are made for Glastonbury?
Yeah,
if you're talking about proper performers who own the stage.
But I was shocked because I got quite close to the stage and realised how old they were.
Yeah, he's a little bit... I mean, he's obviously taking all his hair off, so he looks... he's trying to beat age, isn't he?
Cool, yeah.
But they are cool.
Yeah, I think the music's still fresh.
Yeah, it is. It's unbelievable stuff, James. And a brilliant album that they just put out there with another couple of iconic tracks on it. The thing you always know with James is they'll put an album out and there's always a song on it. So whether you go back to sort of Sit Down on a previous or just like Fred Astaire, and then you come to the modern day albums, they've still always got a song on there that will become anthemic.
Yeah, definitely. Tell you who else we've seen in Glastonbury, Madness. They've still got it. That was probably the biggest crowd I've ever seen in Glastonbury for Madness. And it was young and old. It was a good mix. And then when they were doing all the big tunes, everyone knows Baggy Trousers and everything.
They've got a lot of those, haven't they?
There was a lot of moshing in the mud for Madness.
What about ZZ Top?
I'd say I didn't see ZZ Top. I couldn't name one of their songs.
Give me your yellow. right, that was The Guide Liverpool with Jay Hine. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
Week in bed for you.
Oh, yes.
Before you return next week.
This is Radio City Talk. Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.